Listeners, lock in. Running performance is fundamentally dictated by hip flexor function. Contrary to conventional runner wisdom, what you're perceiving as tight hip flexors is typically a sign of underlying weakness caused by prolonged sitting, not true inflexibility. Optimizing speed, stride efficiency, and injury resilience requires shifting your focus from passive stretching to targeted strength and active mobility training. When properly developed, those hip flexors transform from a performance bottleneck into a primary engine for explosive acceleration and efficient leg recovery. Let's break down the biomechanics. The hip flexor complex, primarily the iliopsoas, rectus femoris, and sartorius, drives your stride mechanics through two distinct actions. Concentric contractions powerfully drive the knee forward and upward after toe-off, while eccentric contractions act as a braking system to control leg recovery and prevent excessive backside extension. Efficient runners leverage superior frontside mechanics, that high knee drive, and controlled backside mechanics, keeping that leg recovery quick and pendulum-like. But weak hip flexors disrupt this cycle, forcing compensatory movements that waste energy and disrupt your cadence. And the data backs this up. Research confirms that targeted hip flexor training delivers measurable athletic gains. An 8-week resistance training program increased hip flexion strength by 12.2%. Sprint performance improved by 3.8% in 40-yard dashes, with the majority of time shaved during those critical initial acceleration phases. Agility and change of direction speed improved dramatically, with shuttle run times decreasing by 9%. Meanwhile, passive flexibility gains from static stretching did not translate to improved active range of motion during actual running. This proves that mobility, meaning active muscular control, consistently outperforms passive tissue stretch for athletic performance. Now, let's talk injury prevention. Dysfunctional hip flexors create a kinetic chain reaction responsible for many common running injuries. Chronic tightness pulls the pelvis into an anterior tilt, straining the lumbar spine and causing persistent lower back pain. Weak hip stabilizers force the tensor fasciae lati to overcompensate, increasing IT band tension and contributing to IT band syndrome, which affects up to 12% of runners. Additionally, poor hip control leads to excessive femoral internal rotation, jamming the knee into a valgus position and causing patellofemoral pain. Addressing hip strength and control is consistently more effective than knee-focused rehabilitation for resolving these issues. So, here is your optimal training protocol. Transforming hip flexors into performance assets requires a balanced approach of strength, mobility, and technique. For strengthening, incorporate exercises like standing knee lifts with resistance, banded psoas marches, and eccentric hip extensions twice weekly to build power through full ranges of motion. Pair that with mobility work. Utilize active drills like 90-90 stretches and controlled articular rotations to build joint control rather than passive length. Integrate form drills, specifically ABC running drills, to refine knee drive, heel recovery, and foot placement coordination. For your stretching protocol, use dynamic movements like active leg swings 5 to 10 minutes pre-run to boost power output by 3 to 5%. Reserve static stretching for post-run recovery to release tension without compromising immediate strength or race day execution. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. First, hip flexor tightness is usually weakness. Prioritize strength training over passive stretching. Second, targeted hip flexor development yields measurable gains in sprint speed, agility, and stride efficiency. Third, proper hip function is foundational for preventing lower back pain, IT band syndrome, and runner's knee. Fourth, combine concentric power with eccentric control for complete biomechanical optimization. And finally, strategic timing matters. Dynamic preparation before runs and static recovery after runs maximize results. By treating hip flexors as powerful performance engines rather than passive tissues, you can unlock faster, more efficient, and more resilient stride mechanics. Stay sharp, stay strong, and let's execute.